Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 to 8. After the Israelites set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." One way to define the word hypocrite is to say one thing and then do another. Accordingly, we all have to admit that we are hypocrites because we have not fully followed through on every word we've spoken. In the same way, we could call the Israelites hypocrites. They had just received God's word through Moses from the top of Mount Sinai. Just months earlier, God had delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh as they passed safely through the Red Sea. They were ready to do whatever the Lord their God said. Their hearts of faith were burning in love, fear, and awe for the Lord. The Lord rescued them from slavery in Egypt and was leading them to the Promised Land. Yet, so many times thereafter, they showed themselves to be unfaithful to the Lord. They said one thing, but did another. Like the Israelites, I know the Lord. I know the wonderful, gracious, merciful things God has done for me by sending His Son Jesus to be my Savior. I certainly don't deserve such compassion through Jesus, who has freed me from slavery to sin, death, and the devil. On top of that, He has given me the sure hope of the heavenly, eternal Promised Land. My heart of faith can't help but respond, "I will live for and serve my God. I will do whatever He tells me in His Word." The reality for you and for me is that while we are in this side of heaven, we all have a sinful, selfish nature that seeks not what God wants, but what we want. This sinful nature, this old evil self, is why we continue to fall into sin, even when we've told God that we won't do that anymore. We must recognize this enemy within us so that we learn there is only one source of help and rescue, God our Savior. In humility we daily return to the Lord, the God of free and faithful grace, and confess our many sins. We confidently trust Jesus, whose blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We gladly listen to God, who holds open the door to the Promised Land of heaven. Then we rightly respond and, with the help of the Holy Spirit, strive daily to live according to His Word. Lord, You alone know my many faults, sins, and shortcomings. Forgive me, O Lord, and renew my spirit each day that I may live for You more and more. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.